Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. So this past Thursday, I went live on Zoom and talked for about an hour about motivation, consistency, accountability. I answered a lot of questions from folks who were on live with me, and I talked about my upcoming 12-week Action and Accountability Mastermind. So today, I'm going to play for you the replay of that live session all about motivation, consistency, accountability, and my Spring Mastermind. I will add this one caveat. In the live, I talk about a discount code that was only available through Friday. So while there are still a few spots available for the Spring Mastermind, and I want you to hear all of this, including what the mastermind is, how it works, who it's for, who it's not for, just know that that discount code is not available anymore. But if you have any questions, do not hesitate to get in touch with me. There was just a huge demand for people to hear the replay, and I thought it was would be a great place for it to live here on the podcast. So motivation, consistency, accountability. If you're looking for a community, if you're looking to work with me, to be coached by me, to spend a lot of time together virtually over the next 12 weeks, well, starting April 4th, that first week of April, you are going to really enjoy this episode. So here is the replay. Just keep in mind that discount code that I share is no longer active, but there are still some spots in the mastermind. For though a lot of you have not joined me before, so let me introduce myself. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you know that. If you don't know that, I'm genuinely curious how you got here. So, you know, shoot me an email, let me know, because that would be weird. But I'm Elizabeth Benton. I'm the host of the Primal Potential Podcast. I have been doing that for almost 8 years, which is crazy because in some ways it feels like I started yesterday and in other ways it feels like I've never done anything else. But yeah, 8 years. Christine says crazy. It is crazy, right? In July, it'll be 8 years. And then in September, it'll be 8 years for the podcast, which is like blows my mind. But in that time, not only have I hosted the podcast, but I have worked with thousands of clients to help them make change in their lives. And I don't do live webinars as much anymore, primarily because I have a 10-month-old upstairs sleeping. And if you hear him screaming, don't worry, I'm not ignoring him. His dad's on baby duty right now. But I love getting the opportunity to interface with you all live. And in the last couple of years, I haven't done as much of the direct with clients, coaching, being super involved because my daughter was born in 2020 and passed away unexpectedly. And then 6 months later, I found out that I was pregnant with Roman. So there's just been a lot going on, but I'm really glad to be here tonight. Tammy says she just found the podcast a week ago after buying Chasing Cupcakes. That's awesome. If you are newer here, I have a couple of books. One of them is called Chasing Cupcakes, so you can check that out. But where I want to start tonight is with the two things that I get asked about the most. And I am I'm obsessed with learning about the people who listen to my podcast. I am obsessed with learning about the people that I work with, so much so that for at least the last 6 years, probably didn't do it for the first 2 years, but for at least the last 6 years, I have documented every single question that I have been asked. Literally, I have a list, whether it comes in via email or social media or from clients. I keep a list. And then it's fun to look at it and say, what are the things that I'm asked about the most? And it becomes very easy to see those kinds of trends when it's in a document because I can search. And it's hands down the case that the two things I'm asked about the most are motivation and consistency. Along the lines of, how do I stay motivated? Why can't I just be consistent? What do I need to know that I don't know now so that I can get consistent? Those are the things we're going to talk about tonight, along with accountability. The one thing that I want to make sure you know right out of the gate is that even though it seems like we have behavior problems we want to solve, in that, you know, maybe you're eating too much or you're spending too much or you're skipping workouts, and those are things we think of as action, what is really going on and what I'm passionate about helping my clients with are thought problems that lead to behavior problems. And the struggle for a lot of people is that they don't realize it's a thought problem driving a behavior problem. And so they just try to white knuckle change the behavior. Anybody ever done that before? I spent decades thinking that it was just a behavior thing and thinking that I just needed more discipline and more willpower. Jennifer says, me. I know, me too. Sorry, I'm on a stability ball right now. I've had this as a desk chair for a really long time, and sometimes it's not very comfortable. Megan says, daily. Ashley says, I'm guilty. Nobody's guilty. And I think that that word choice really matters. There's no guilty. There's no wrong about it. But when we know better, we can do better. Guys, every decision we make, whether the decision is if you're sitting there eating ice cream as you hear my voice, or you walk to the pantry as soon as this is over tonight, or you skip a workout, or you spend more than your budget allows for, every single one of those choices comes from how you convince yourself. All right, so before we agree to skip the workout, before we agree to the binge, or to doing the thing we said we wouldn't do a million times, we talk ourselves into it. And it happens so fast that you might not even realize it's happening. But these are thought problems that lead to behavior problems. And so the solutions are in how we think about them. I love discipline as much as the next person. And there's so many like sexy willpower-based approaches, and they're appealing. But for as long as you can talk yourself into an excuse, for as long as you can effectively talk yourself out of action, out of your goal, it's going to continue to be a problem. And we get really, really good at it. You know exactly what card to play to talk yourself out of what you said you would do. And it drove me crazy for the longest time. For those of you who aren't as familiar with me or my story, for most of my life, I was extremely obese, over 350 pounds, and I'm only 5'5", 5'5". And it drove me mad. I wanted nothing more in the world, truly, nothing more I wanted in the world than to lose weight. And yet, after thinking about how badly I wanted it, an hour later, sometimes less, I could effectively talk myself into a pint of ice cream or three baskets of chips at the Mexican restaurant. And it wasn't just with food. That pattern was true. I'd be like, I'm going to get out of debt. It's going to be amazing. This is so worth it. I'm going to do it. And I'd get myself so psyched up. And then the next day I'd be like, this one thing won't hurt, right? Those are thought problems that lead to behavior problems. And that is what I'm passionate. It's not even strong enough about helping people to execute on. Because once you become a better thinker, everything gets easier. Chris says, do you talk yourself into it subconsciously? I think for a lot of people, it is below the conscious level. And for a lot of people, they're just rushing. And so it's on the conscious level, but they're not slowing down to pay attention. But it really doesn't matter because all of it can be changed. And that is my passion, my area of expertise, the work that I do with my clients day in and day out. Now, the reason that I want to start today by talking about motivation is because so many people misunderstand this. How many of you feel like it would be a lot easier to achieve your goal if you were more motivated or you could stay motivated? How many of you feel that way? I know Jana just raised her hand. Lori says, yes, I have felt that way for so long. Well, I'm about to really redefine the way you think about motivation. Let me first say, motivation doesn't matter at all. Now, if you want to be motivated, we're going to talk about how you can do that. But me personally, and I'll share more about this as we go on this evening, I don't want to be motivated. I want to be committed. I don't want to be motivated. I don't want to be the person that needs to feel like it in order to do it. Because whether it's being sick or being tired or being rushed or having other things, I'm not always going to feel like it. So I want to be the person that is committed. And we're going to talk about how to get there this evening. But first, I want to break down motivation because this is largely misunderstood. Brendan Burchard, if you haven't read his book, The Motivation Manifesto, it's a good one. The way that he describes motivation is as having three elements. The elements of motivation are the spark, and then sustain, and then amplify. Think about a match for a second. Actually, I have a match right here. With any luck, I'll be able to light it, but who knows? Okay, match. So if I just sit here with it like this, probably not going to burn for all that long, right? Maybe we'll get 30 seconds out of it. And it's a pretty big match compared to like a matchbook. That is the spark. If you don't do anything with it, Anne says, put the book in the chat, Motivation Manifesto. I can't simultaneously type and hold a burning match. Motivation Manifesto. You can write it down in your notes. Okay, less than 30 seconds. That's out. That's where a lot of people screw up big time. With motivation. It's like lighting a match and then being pissed off that you don't have flame 3 days later. That's not the way it works. If I wanted this to stay lit, I would have to build on it, right? This would be the start, but I would have to go over that fireplace over there and I wouldn't just need more matches. I would need wood. I would need some newspaper. I would need things like that. I would have to act on it. And a lot of people out there are walking around thinking that motivation is like this spark, this initial flame. And what the heck is wrong with you if you don't still have it 3 minutes or 3 days later? Carol says, all I've ever heard about is motivation. You're the only one that's talked about commitment and discipline. For me personally, Carol, I don't give an F about motivation because it's a feeling and I know feelings change. Now, what we're talking about is how you can sustain that feeling if that is your desire, but it's not my desire because sustaining any feeling, and we're going to walk through this, sustaining any feeling takes constant effort. And that's not where I want my constant effort to go. I want it to go to action. But let's break these down. Spark, sustain, amplify. The three elements of motivation for those of you who think it's just going to be that much easier if I can stay motivated. When we talk about the spark, there are two components to the spark of motivation. And as I explain them, you might see why you don't feel motivated as often as you want to. The two components are ambition and expectancy. Ambition is about what you want to have or do or be or feel or experience. That I want to get out of debt. I want to lose weight. That's the ambition piece. Okay. The thing that you want to be or do or have or feel or experience. The expectancy piece is thinking that you can have it, that it is possible for you. All right. The ambition is the desire, but expectancy is the belief that it is possible for you. A lot of us have ambition without expectancy. Most people that I start working with, especially when there's a weight goal and a debt goal, oftentimes with business goals too, they're lacking the certainty that it is possible for them. So if you just want something, but you don't have the expectancy piece, you don't have the spark. A lot of folks are motivated by what they see in other people. I want her body or his body or their work ethic or their finances or their relationship. It's not going to drive to action without the expectancy piece. This is possible for me. So just like if I wanted this match, so perfect that I have matches here. I don't even know how, that was just uncanny. I don't even have a candle in here. But if I wanted this to stay lit and have fire, like we want that motivation to stay with us, I would have to do a lot of work to keep that. I would have to constantly be tending to and adding to this fire. Same thing here. You might hear a song on the radio that fires you up or listen to a podcast that fires you up, but that's just desire if you don't have expectancy, the belief that it is possible for you in one way or another. You don't necessarily have to know the entire path and all of the steps, but you do have to have that belief that it is possible for you. That is one of three components of motivation. When we talk about sustaining, right? If I want to sustain the flame when I strike the match, attention and effort. Attention and effort. You're probably starting to see why you don't feel motivated all the time. It's not just attention, it's attention and effort. Anybody feel like they ever drift? You have a goal, you have hands are raising, you have some place you want to get to in your life, something you want to achieve, and you're all in for a couple weeks, Jennifer says all the time, but then you drift. No wonder you don't feel motivated. If I started the fire and then walked away from it for 2 weeks, it's not going to be there when I get back, right? To sustain motivation requires attention and effort. This will not come as any surprise to you. This right here is the number one reason I journal every day. Doesn't take hours of my day. I don't have hours to give to it. Don't have hours I would give to it. 5 minutes, literally about 5 minutes every morning. But the primary reason I do it is this attention piece. It's not enough to have this longing, this desire. When it comes to your mind, when you walk past the mirror and don't like what you see, or you see something on social media that makes you think of it, it has to be a constant attention and a consistent effort. If not, there's no fire. There's no motivation. Now, as we're going through these, you might feel like there are some components that you really have. Maybe you have that ambition piece down pat, but you don't have the expectancy, or maybe you have the ambition and the expectancy, but you don't have the attention. You don't have the effort. You're not going to have to work on all of these at the same time, but I'm hoping that you're going to start to see where your weak link is. To sustain this motivation requires attention and effort. Gina says the Change Makers Journal is the only time I've ever been consistent journaling in my life. I'm almost 3 months in. That's amazing. The whole reason I created it, it was after my daughter died and I felt like I just couldn't find my mojo. I really wondered if it was just gone forever. And I felt like that was a pretty realistic reaction to a traumatic, unexpected loss. And so I just started creating different tools for myself to try and find something that would help me execute consistently. And then I shared it with my team and then they were like, you got to make it available. So that's what Changemakers Journal is. Okay. The third component of motivation is amplify. And there's two components to that: attitude and environment. Attitude is the big one that people drop the ball on. Valerie says, can someone post the link where you can purchase the journal? Yep. Go to primalpotential.com, Valerie. Primalpotential.com. You can find it right there. So when we talk about amplifying motivation, two factors there: attitude and environment. Want to know where most people are screwing up? Attitude. Here's why. They're dramatic. And I don't say that as an indictment. I have to catch myself in my own drama all the time. All the time I say to myself, Elizabeth, you are being dramatic. Enough. Cut it out. Not helpful. Drama is what we add to the facts. Fact, you've drifted. Fact, you're not where you want to be. Drama is everything you add to that. The judgment, the shame, the guilt, all of that. Move to the solution. My favorite chapter from Chasing Cupcakes is the, I think it's chapter 9, about how customer service is an inside job. Customer service is an inside job. And I talk in that chapter about nothing but the fact that move to the solution. We all have things that we could be like, what's wrong with me? Why did I do that? Why can't I keep going? None of that is going to get you anywhere. Your attitude matters, and it needs to be the attitude of a creative, energetic problem solver. You don't need to be Pollyanna, right? You don't need to be everything is through rose-colored glasses, but you do need to give more of yourself, more of your energy, more of your time, more of your effort to the solution than to the problem. Your environment doesn't necessarily mean the four walls in which you live. Your environment is how you think. Are you being dramatic? Are you being negative? Are you complaining? Are you woe is me? Are you watching shows that rot your brain? Or are you listening to books, reading books that help you move forward in your life? When people say, I just want to be more motivated, I'm like, here's the recipe. Spark, sustain, amplify. We can go through each one: ambition plus expectancy, attention plus effort, attitude plus environment. If you're checking those boxes, you're good. But that's a lot. That's a lot. Just know that if you're sitting there having any degree of pity party because you don't feel motivated, here's what you go back to. Here's what you go back to. Now, I said earlier that I don't want to be motivated. And I mean it. I do not want to be motivated. That is not my goal. I want to be consistent. Because here's the deal. If I'm really tired, I don't want to do all that work to psych myself up and get pumped. That's just not my personality. There are a lot of people that is their personality, and that's okay. I'm just telling you what's true for me. Okay. Here's what I want. I want to work out whether I want to or I don't. Because that's what I want my kids to see. That's the kind of person I want to be. I believe that's what being healthy demands for me. I want to fuel my body well. I want to eat well and avoid things like binging, whether I feel like it or not. Here's the deal. One of the questions I ask myself is, who do I want to be when I'm about to make an excuse? And my history is primarily, though I was in debt and a million other things, my history is in overeating and binge eating and all of those kinds of things. So I ask myself, who do I want to be when I'm driving home and thinking, I could just stop at the grocery store and get a pint of ice cream or whatever? Who do I want to be in those moments? Who do I want to be when I'm trying to talk myself into a binge? I want to be the kind of person who can respond with compassion and say, you know from experience that that is not going to make you feel better. You know from experience that that's actually going to make you feel worse. And you know from experience that you can have something and enjoy it. You can indulge in a way that doesn't create negative mood, negative physical feelings, negative emotional feelings. I want to be the kind of person that says, look, Elizabeth, if you want to have a cupcake, let's have a cupcake, okay? Right? I don't want to be the kind of person who uses being tired or being emotional or any other number of things. I don't want to be the kind of person who uses that to justify treating myself like crap. One of the things that I've been sharing with some of my clients recently is that I had this breakthrough, and I'll tell you about it really quickly. For most of my life, what I would eat or if I would exercise was about body weight, right? Like, well, if I eat this, I'll gain weight, or if I eat this, I won't lose weight, or, you know, the scale will be up tomorrow, or if I work out, that'll help my weight go down. And if I skip the workout, it was all through that lens. And something changed for me in the last couple of years when I had my daughter in 2020, when I had my son in 2021. And I realized that's like this much of it. The weight piece is this much of it. And I realized every decision like that, to overeat, to binge, to skip a workout, it's putting miles on the car, if you will, figuratively. If my body is a vehicle, it kind of is. It's putting miles on the car, and you can't take the miles off the car. So I need that rational, mature voice to be like, it's not just about the fact that, oh, you can lose the weight. It's not just about the fact that, like, it's not a big deal if I'm 2 pounds heavier tomorrow. It's about the fact that this body only has what I give it. And I want to be responsible and respectful and a great example. And I don't want to act like a five-year-old anymore. I don't want to act like a five-year-old. Okay, before we talk about consistency, let me go through a couple questions here so I don't lose them. Tammy says, we just put my mom in memory care and I have problems with want to binge after I've been there and she's been having a bad day. How can I keep from doing that? Maturity. What is the problem? The problem is I'm sad. The problem is I'm lonely. The problem is I'm stressed. What is a solution to sadness? What do I need? What is a solution to loneliness? Food is the solution when hunger is the problem. If you are hungry and your body needs fuel, eat. But Tammy, this is about emotional maturity. And I talk about that a lot on the podcast. Greg says, how to deal with meatless Fridays until Easter. Don't eat meat on Fridays, Greg. Have some fish, experiment with other vegetarian meals. Jennifer says, so I understand spark and amplify, but not sure about sustain. So journal to remind, I don't know what that is for you, but it's not just the attention, it's the effort. So it's not just like, I need to remind myself, it's putting in action, effort. For whatever your goal is, what does effort look like? You know, for one of my goals of writing a book, attention would be like, I want to write this book. This is why I want to write this book. These are the things I need to do. But effort is like getting my butt in the chair and writing, or being in the best shape of my life when I turn 40. Attention is like, I know what I want, but that's not it. Effort. It's the action. It's getting up. It's going to the gym. It's, you know, having quality protein after my workouts and not making excuses to skip workouts. Jody says, what are you saying no to by saying yes? Absolutely. Chris says, have many reasons. Absolutely. Tammy, go and listen to episode 903. Make yourself a note to listen to episode 903. So what I desire is consistency. Jana says, how do you apply that effort into sticking to a budget or talking more positive with your husband? Well, the budget one is, I think they're both pretty straightforward, right? The effort is the execution. It's not just, this is the budget, let's stick to it. It's, can I put forth more effort? Are there expenses I can cut this month? Can I be more creative? Can I make a little more money this month? It's making sure that your effort is in the execution. Talking more positively with your husband, same thing. What does your effort look like? The attention is, this is the goal, this is the plan, this is what I'm, this, go through each of those things, those six things, the ambition, the expectancy. What do I want? Do I believe I can have it? The attention, the effort. What does my effort look like? How am I going to demonstrate that effort today? Rachel says, why am I the problem? How do I become to the solution? How do I stick to the effort? Rachel, we're about to talk to consistent. We're about to talk about consistency. One thing I will say about consistency, there are a few components that I'm going to break down this evening. But the first one that I want to get to before, well, this isn't even one of them, but one of the ones that has helped me the most is realizing, and I mentioned this at the start, we are always convincing ourselves. So you know, Rachel, how to convince yourself to quit, to stop, to make an excuse. Just for today, what would it look like to convince yourself to do the work? This is one of the reasons that I love groups like masterminds and why I decided to do another one this spring. Because if I was Rachel and I needed to know, I wanted to figure out how to stick to effort, then what I would do is I would use that mastermind group and I would say, hey, I'm not used to talking myself into effort. I'm used to talking myself out of effort. Can you guys share with me one way that you talked yourself into effort today so that I have some examples? Those are the ways that I've benefited most from masterminds. But I believe, Rachel, that you could figure out how to talk yourself into it. If you had to talk yourself into effort just for today, what would that look like? And you can go through that every day. And you know, I've seen just this winter in the mastermind group, how people say, as we do some small group stuff, like this is what I'm trying to do. How do you do it? And learning from other people, because the great thing is, Rachel, you don't have to figure it out on your own. If you've been doing it on your own up until this point, that's part of the problem. One of the components of consistency is clarity. Most people cannot define for me what their ideal consistency looks like. For me, consistency with workouts means 26 workouts in a month that is less than 30 days and 27 workouts in a month that's more than 28 days. Jennifer says, I got on here. That's effort, right? I can't tell you what your effort looks like. Rachel says, I do not know how to do that, how to talk myself into the effort. Rachel, I don't believe you. You said that too fast. I don't believe you. If you had to do it just for today, and I don't know what it is, so I'm being really vague here because I don't know what effort you're trying to talk yourself into, but like, let's say that something terrible was going to happen to somebody in your family if you ate sugar today. It would be the easiest thing in the world. No nighttime eating. Great. If you were to get through that tonight and I gave you $1 million tomorrow, could you do it? Of course you could. Nothing changed about your capacity. The only thing that changes is your perspective. If you're telling yourself, I don't know how, I think you're not being honest with yourself. Just my opinion. Okay, clarity. Let's get back to clarity. Most people do not have clarity. Even with Rachel saying no nighttime eating. Well, what's nighttime? Does that mean you don't have dinner at night? What does that mean? Specificity matters. We're going to talk about specificity in a second. But the first piece of that is clarity. I know how many workouts consistency means to me. It's not like I want to work out more. I want to lift weights more. You have to know what it is for you. Indulging twice a month. Twice a month. Carol says no eating after dinner until breakfast. That is more clear than no nighttime eating for sure. Shalani says, I had an aha just for today. Every time I hear or ready just for today, I keep thinking always just for today feels calmer and simpler. Yeah, I wrote about that in Chasing Cupcakes, that one helped me a lot. So for me, indulging twice a month, that is my goal this month. It changes month to month because different things are going on. And like, for example, March is the month of my daughter's birthday and the anniversary of her death. And so I give myself more grace in that month in a lot of areas, work, workouts, nutrition, a number of things, but it's not just flying by the seat of my pants, which is what it was for me for a very long time. What is your ideal consistency? What does that look like for you? Can you define it? Because it's not enough to say, I need to spend less or I need to eat less. You need clarity. And that requires specificity. You don't have to start where you want to end up, right? I did not start working out 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Melissa says, I've recently discovered I'm afraid of specificity. Vagueness doesn't require concrete boundaries. I'm working on maturity. Well, you can also say, well, what is a step I'm willing to make? Just because you could do more doesn't mean you should do more. In fact, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Don't take on more than you're ready to take on. Remember, when I first started, where I started was a smaller fast food order for breakfast. I did not start with things like the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. I did not start with 2 indulgences a month or 28 workouts. Start where you're ready to start. Don't let what you're not yet ready to do keep you from what you are ready to do. So be specific, but don't be delusional. And what I mean by that is know yourself, know your history. Look at the last 6 weeks. If you've been indulging every single day, how about we not start with a goal to like not indulge for a month? That's probably not a reasonable place to start. Be clear, be specific. Before I talk about accountability, I want to emphasize starting with bite-sized pieces. Carol just said baby steps. That's a great way to put it. You might want to work out more, eat less, eat better, save more. That's great. You can get there, but start with one thing. Start with one thing that you're going to improve your consistency with, and start in a way that feels doable to you. Most of you have probably heard the research about the people who are flossing their teeth, and these researchers wanted to see who would be more successful. And there was one group of people who were told, here's your floss, floss all your teeth every night. And then there was another group of people who were told, here's your floss, floss just one tooth every night. And the group that was told to just floss one tooth was way more successful. Chris says, that's hard for me because I have so many things to work on. Chris, everybody has so many things to work on. Don't talk yourself out of progress because you're not going to get there trying to do 25 things. I'm not saying the 25 things can't improve. What I'm saying is build consistency in one piece first. You can tell yourself, oh, that's hard for me because, but I don't think that's going to be helpful. I don't think that's solution oriented for you. So after Roman was born, he was born in May of 2021. I was out of my element in a million ways because my daughter had died the year before, and that had so much anxiety in me around like, what if something happened to him? Because her death was so unexpected. And like, I literally did not want to take my eyes off of him 24/7. And I really didn't want to work because when Dagny was born, you know, I had her for 2 weeks and I didn't work much in those 2 weeks, but I did work for a couple hours here and there. And I really hated myself for that. Because if I had known that I was only going to have her for 2 weeks, she would have been my whole world for every second of those days. And so I was just really struggling to in addition to momming and nursing around the clock and all of that, like figure out getting things done. And especially when it came to going to the gym, because I was breastfeeding exclusively, he wouldn't take a bottle. So the logistics of that and my husband working. And even though I absolutely could have been eating better and I could have been working more and I could have been taking better care of the house, what I started to focus on was getting to the gym. And it wasn't about a 45-minute workout. It was like drive there, be there for at least 5 or 10 minutes. And then if you leave, leave. That's fine. But that's where I started. Now, that does not mean that everything else goes to hell in that time frame. And if you're telling yourself that's what it is, that's a maturity thing. I still folded laundry. I still made myself dinner. I still took showers. You still do other things. But building consistency, I was focused on that one thing. And the great thing about that is that you make progress a lot faster. So many times, like, we don't want to slow down because we think going faster is going to get us there sooner, but trying to go faster just means we crash. And that's what we're talking about here. By focusing on building consistency with workouts and not trying to build consistency with everything, I made progress so much faster and I was able to add more sooner. Jody says, minimum of 10 minutes of deliberate movement per day. I love that, Jody. I think that's awesome. I was able to do more. Let me tell you about two things that have been huge for me with accountability. One that goes without saying is the Changemakers Journal, because you have a primary goal, but then you have other areas of your life that you have to invest in. Just because I'm focused on building consistency with working out, or I was when I started, doesn't mean that I'm not like still responding to emails and recording podcasts and taking care of my baby and putting the dishes in the dishwasher. And the Changemakers Journal gives a good structure for that. Here's the other thing I did, because I'm a visual learner. Any other visual learners out there? I'm like super visual. I know not everybody is, but I absolutely am visual. I got, a bunch of you guys are too. I got a year at a glance calendar. It's like a poster. It's probably like 3 feet by 4 feet, all right? And it has the whole year, month by month, on this big poster. And then I got on Amazon some round stickers. You might have heard me talk about this on the podcast. Little circle dot stickers. Every day that I work out, I get a blue sticker. And when I started with that, that was the only thing I was giving stickers for. Valerie says, show us your calendar. I can't right now because I've got a big desktop. But if you want to email me, I'll send you a picture. But I can't like turn my desktop monitor right now to show you, and it would probably not be clear enough. Okay. When I started, the only thing, but seriously, Valerie, if you want to see it, just email me or DM me on Instagram and I'll send you a picture. When I started, the only thing I was giving stickers for was working out. Then once I got in a rhythm, I started adding red stickers for writing, because I was working on a book. If I wrote, add a red sticker. Then once I felt like I was in a really good rhythm there, that one took a little longer. That probably took a month. The working out didn't take quite that long. It took 2 weeks probably. But no big deal if it had taken longer. I'd rather get there than like burn myself out and keep crashing and burning and being in that cycle, because I lived in that cycle for so long. And then I started adding a green sticker for days of no sugar, no processed food. Those are the only three stickers that I have. Green, blue, red. Those three things. Do I also meditate? Do I also shower? Do I also take care of my baby and clean my house? Yes. But those are the three things that I visually track on my calendar. And then the group, being in a mastermind. I am, anybody will tell you that's worked with me, I'm very straightforward about my own goals and my own priorities and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and what my results are. Like, that helps me. That is an external accountability. My calendar, internal, community, external. Chris says, yes, after 65 years, I finally learned I can't say I'm going to work out 5 days a week. I looked up what one exercise would benefit me most, and I started with a plank challenge. That is amazing. Megan says, 6 months postpartum and just stopped exclusively pumping today and looking forward to getting that time back to start taking more walks and working out instead of pumping. Amazing. Shalini, I hope I'm saying your name right. She says, I forget to be specific. Every time I remember it, it's super helpful. I want to plan my days with the clear specificity on the one thing I need to focus on. So here's the thing about remembering to be specific. If it's just one thing you're starting with, you don't have a lot to remember. And for me with journaling, I write it down every day. I can't forget. It's in front of me. I work out of my journal like my planner. I think the problem is a lot of folks, because they have so many areas where they're trying to improve, they're trying to be specific in all those, and it's just too much to remember when you're starting. Rachel says, I know nothing about this mastermind you talk about. Is there a link? Yep, we're going to get there, Rachel. I just wanted to make sure that I'm helping and adding value before we talk about that kind of stuff. But that's actually a perfect transition. So I started this in the winter because I hadn't been working with clients since Ro was born in May. And I know from my own experience and my experience watching my clients, the transformative nature of support, like real freaking real people, real support, real time doing it together. There's no replacement for that. So that is why it came about. I'll tell you, and as I'm doing this, type in any of your questions, because I'm promising you to be here and answer all of your questions. Let me tell you who it's for. Number one, it's for people who want to create any or all improvement in their lives. We have people who want to get out of debt, who want to build business, who want to lose weight, all of the above. I would say those are the primary goals. There's improved relationship goals, and who understand that coaching is really valuable. Not everybody feels that coaching is valuable, and that's okay, but it's not for you if you don't feel like coaching is valuable. It has changed my life. It has absolutely changed my life, and it has helped me stay out of debt. Years ago, it helped me get out of debt. It has helped me make more money. It has helped me be a better parent. It has helped me be a better wife. It has transformed the way I think about food. Because again, for the longest time, it was just about like, well, does this make me gain weight or lose weight? And that was just such a juvenile mindset that was keeping me in this unhealthy yo-yo. And it's getting around people who think differently and help me think differently that has transformed every area of my life. So if you feel like you've been doing it by yourself and you don't want to do that anymore, if you feel like you would benefit from community, you can do that. It's a great thing for that. People become lifelong friends. I have friends now. I have people I consider family now that came from coaching groups that I was in. No joke. The way that it works is this. We get together once a week, just like this, except it's a much smaller group and we're all on video. You don't have to have your video on, but I think it's nice to be able to see people. Melissa says, I'd like to ask a few questions about product ambassadorship and marketing. Drop them in, Melissa. This is your time. You don't have to ask permission to ask a question, okay? So we get together in a small group. It is not a big group like this. So it's a small group where you can see my face and you can see other people's faces. You can show your own face if you want to. And we talk about these primary topics of consistency, accountability, and action. That is what we're here for. It's not therapy. We are focused on consistency, accountability, and action. Okay. So we get together like this once a week. Last in the winter group, it was Tuesday nights. We tend to vote on it, vote on the time that works best, but they're all recorded. So you can go back through, even if you were there live, a lot of people like to rewatch them and kind of take notes and refresh. I started doing what I call office hours. So any question that came in on before Friday at noon, I would send an audio answering all of those questions. And then we started doing coffee chats. I think we started about halfway through, did it every other week. of usually a weekend morning, again, a much smaller group. And we were just on video, kind of sharing what was going on, helping each other. It's huge. I also send a couple of really great gifts. One is a personalized gift. One is a Changemakers journal that you would get in the mail. Carol says, I just started the 12 weeks. Is the mastermind something I can do at the same time? I actually think it would be good to do them at the same time. But the other thing with the 12 weeks is you have a full year. So if you felt like, you know, you got a little behind in the 12 weeks, that would be okay. Chris says, how many in the group? So we had, I think, 48 in the winter group, and I'm going to keep it a little smaller this time. So I think it'll be about 40. And then, you know, not everybody can make it live. So the live sessions might be like 25, 30. And we often break out into small groups that have been super, super, super helpful. So we're real, like I'm in there. We have a private Facebook group. I'm in there coaching, answering questions, making myself available daily, but we're also getting together once a week, sometimes more. And all of that is happening every single week. If you're shy, are you able to not speak at first? Sure. It's about what's best for you. So we have people who are working through sharing more because they want to, but we also have people who don't share and don't want to share. I'm going to put this link. Hold on. Let me get to the coupon code. Because you guys can get, because it's a small group, I wanted to offer you guys 17%, because it's 17% off. Listen, it's not inexpensive at all. I do a lot of what I do for free. This isn't free. You can get $500 off through tomorrow with the code 317. So that's today's date, right? 317. Let me put this in here. So here's the link. I want to be very clear that the financial investment is not for everybody, but it is also very reasonable for the amount of coaching that is in there and the amount of connection and access and ability to ask questions and that sort of thing. So the link is now in the chat. But listen, the coupon code, don't register without the code and then email me and be like, I want the coupon code. I'm making it super clear, okay? 317 is the code. You enter the code, you hit apply, you'll see the 17% off reflected. There also is a 3-pay option. The link is in the chat. The code is 317. The code is good through tomorrow, all the way through tomorrow. But if it fills up before then, because again, this is a very small group, I just want you to keep that in mind. Let's see. Anne says, I would like to hear about your supplements. If you want to be more specific, Anne, that'll help me answer more specifically, but I also will answer broadly. So I take a GBX protein every single day. I take Omega, two different probiotics. I take GBX Fit. I take Relief Plus every day. I take Mood Plus every day. GBX Fit is what she wants to hear about. So I've done a couple of episodes on that. It's the world's first quad biotic, prebiotic, probiotic, phytobiotic, and postbiotic. And it really helps with fat loss, metabolism, cravings, because it's targeted for weight loss. But I've also done a couple episodes on it, Anne, that might be helpful for you. Melissa says, what do I need to look for? I recently purchased a product from a startup company that I love, love, love. They've reached out to me to be an ambassador that would allow me discount codes, blah, blah, blah. What kind of red flags should I be on the lookout for? Do they have any minimums? Do they have requirements for you? Are there caps on your earning? How frequently do you get paid? What are their legal requirements? Like, do you have to have disclaimers every time you post? Read the fine print of legal. Those are the things that come to mind. Loretta says, I resonate with what you said about drama as part of a juvenile mindset and thoughts of not wanting to. I find it's been very easy to stay stuck in overthinking and spinning versus focus on solutions, looking for some thoughts on how to move from drama to solutions. So for me, this is all about chapter 9 from Chasing Cupcakes, recognizing, am I in the problem or am I in the solution? I only have a finite amount of energy and attention, and so do you. So if I'm gonna give it somewhere,
Where do I want to give it? Personally, for me, I identify with being a creative, energetic problem solver. That's who I want to be. That's how I want to be. Okay. So there's no reason for me to stay in the problem. The how to is first acknowledging, am I in the problem? Am I in the solution? And then being honest with yourself about where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What results do you want? And where are you going to have to be in order to get there? The how is very simple. What's more challenging is the practice. That's why I like groups and communities for that kind of stuff, because there's just so much support in going through it together. Because otherwise, what I see happen a lot is people get all gung-ho determined and then they drift. And because they're not part of a community, like, nobody knows and nobody cares that they drifted. And then it becomes a cycle. Make sense? Any other questions? We've still got a lot of people on here live. I want you to know that first and foremost, I am here for you. I will put that link for those who are interested in the mastermind in the chat. Again, don't forget to use that coupon code. It's 17% off for today and tomorrow, but it is a small group, so the space is going to be limited. Lori says, I would like to try Amari products. Where do I start? Do you recommend a bundle? Well, a bundle makes sense because you can save. But Lori, I would need to know what your goals, your challenges, your struggles are in order to recommend where to start. Anybody who tells you where to start with a supplement line without asking those questions is an asshat. Just the truth. So where to start depends on what are your primary needs, your primary goals. How long is the group? 12 weeks. Great question. We start the first week of April, which is in 2 weeks, and it goes for 12 weeks. So April 4th, I think, is the first week. Shalini says, how many people do you have in this mastermind group? I just talked about that a few minutes ago, but happy to reiterate. In the winter, we had like 48, 49 people, and I want this one to be smaller. So this will probably be like max 40. But then, as I said a few minutes ago, like when we're live together, of course, not everybody can make it live. So those groups are smaller. And the other component is that we break out into small groups too, which has been super, super helpful. Jennifer says, the 6-thing checklist, I'm very excited to use. Thank you. You're very welcome. Melissa says, I love the Happy Juice Bundle. It's made such a positive change for me. That's awesome. Let's see. Questions over here. Do you need to fast with GBX Fit? No, nobody ever. If anybody ever tells you you have to fast, I'm going to say again, like people who say things like that, they're an asshat. No, you don't. I'm concerned about taking another probiotic while taking GBX Fit. Okay. I don't know why you're concerned, but if you want to share why, you can let me know. You know, is it because you're taking the same strains? I wouldn't see the reason to take different. It's kind of like taking one vitamin and taking another. Well, it's like, are they different vitamins? Because when we talk about probiotics, it could be different strains and therefore they do different things. Do you worry about taking vitamin D and vitamin K? Chris, great question. If you use the coupon code with the payment option, is it 17% off for each payment? Yes. Lori says, what's the best way to communicate with me about Amari products? You can email me, Lori, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Laura Lee, can I mix Edge with Energy Plus? Yes. Beth says, will this Zoom be available for replay? I missed. Yes. If you registered, which you did, if you're here, yes. I might even air it on Saturday on the podcast. I'm just not sure if I'll have time to do that. But yes, I will get a replay up probably tomorrow. It probably won't be tonight, but probably tomorrow. How about anybody else? Any other questions? I really meant it when I said I'm here for you. Lynn says, can you touch on accountability, like how it pertains to consistency? Yeah, because to me, if you're not holding yourself accountable, then there's going to be some, like, consistency does not mean perfection. So I've been so consistent with getting to the gym. And then 2 weeks ago, Roman was really, really sick. If I'm not holding myself accountable, then when life happens, I'm not going to get back on track, or I'm going to struggle to get back on track. So for me, and for most of the people that I work with, accountability is necessary because there are going to be things that interfere with consistency, a trip, you know, an illness, an injury, a bad mood, depression, anything. So, and the other piece of it is not just when things derail you, but when you're struggling. We all have struggles, and accountability is the difference between a struggle that throws you off course and a struggle that you stick it out through. Laura Lee says, off topic, how's Chris? Chris is good. I think he's a little frustrated that Roman's had some trouble sleeping tonight, just based on what I'm hearing, but he's good. Sarah says, what are your favorite three Amare products based on your experience? Would Relief Plus help with foot and lower back pain? So if the pain is related to inflammation, yes, I think it would help. My personal favorite three, Mood Plus, Relief Plus, then it's a toss up between GBX Fit and GBX Protein because I love them both. Shalani says, how do you suggest someone get clear on their one thing if they have many areas they feel they're important to get consistent on? So I think everybody has, I don't know that there's anybody that doesn't have more than one area that they want to get consistent on. I would start with the one that you think will have the biggest positive return for you. So for me, my physical health always comes before my work and my finances, always, because it has the biggest return. Jean says, my husband and I just read Tools for the Trenches together over the last few weeks. We loved it, helped our relationship, and working on implementation of the tools together has been great accountability in action. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. Chris says, in the mastermind group, do we pair up or is it all group? So we do sometimes break out into small groups. People do reach out individually and connect individually with people. And then sometimes we're together as a big group. Lisa says, I have recently had an abrupt change in my working situation. I own a small business with a business partner. She wants out, so we have to sell. Now at 53, I have to figure out a new work situation, career. I feel like I have writer's block on what to do or how to determine where to start. So I don't personally believe in writer's block. And I say that as an author. I will just write bad ideas, questions, fears, doubts, dreams, etc. I'll just write all that down. And I say that's where you start. What are your dreams? What are your stupid ideas? What are some crazy ideas? Start there. Absolutely start there. Talk to other people. What ideas do they have? Have they ever been in a similar situation? What did they do? What's a dumb idea? What's a crazy idea? What's a wild idea? What would be like the best possible scenario? What would be the worst possible scenario? Start with that sort of brain dump. Loretta says, in the mastermind, are the weekly coaching calls individual? Nope, we're all together. And then sometimes we break out into small groups. It wouldn't be much of a mastermind if it was individual, in my opinion. That would be more like one-on-one coaching. And this is, the power of this comes from the collectivity. Summer says, thank you, Elizabeth. Love everything you do. And thank you for your work in the world. Oh, thank you. Shalini says, love your thought process, Elizabeth. Really appreciate it. You're very welcome. Andrea says, I'm a school psychologist and I'm working on developing a support system for teachers for the next 2 months. I'm hoping to do a book club for teachers. If they're interested, I'm going to see if they'll do Chasing Cupcakes as a first book. If no interest, I'm offering teachers individual self-care support and I'm going to use your philosophies as my foundation. Cool. Good luck. Anybody else? Look at that. It's 9:01 on the dot. Lisa says, thank you. Love both of your books. Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate it. So listen, guys. Oh, there's a couple more questions. Would you be able to say how the mastermind differs from your podcasts and other content? I mean, that's like comparing an apple and an orangutan, right? I mean, my podcast is like, I pick a topic, I air it. This mastermind is exclusively focused on action and accountability and creating consistency, and I'm coaching in it. I don't coach on the podcast because it's not individual. It's one to many. I'm actively coaching every single day and providing feedback in the mastermind, and there's the community piece. There's no community piece when you're listening to a podcast. All right, I think that's all the questions. Oh, no, Beth just sent one in. Can you post the link again? Marianne said, yes, I can. Absolutely, there you go. I wish there was a way that I could pin it. Beth says, what's your best advice for people beginning their weight loss journey? Journal every freaking day. Carolyn, do you see it? I just posted it again. Beth, my piece of advice is journal every damn day. Don't count calories or macros. Write down every damn thing you eat because you've got to start by being honest with yourself. What kind of goals should you set in the beginning? I can't tell you that because that's so individual. But what I would say is start with something small. All the things that I talked about here about specificity is what I'm referring to. Carolyn says she put in a question about cholesterol. I don't see anything about cholesterol. Oh, wait, here it is. Sorry, Carolyn. My cholesterol went up 40 points in 3 months following keto style diet. I'm so confused about cholesterol. What are your thoughts? So I don't think that cholesterol going up is a bad thing. What I would say, Carolyn, go find, what's his name? Email me, Carolyn. There's a guy who has a podcast and books, and he talks a lot about why people freak out about cholesterol going up and why it's, you know, probably not a problem. I'd look at fasting insulin. I wouldn't concern myself with cholesterol at all without knowing my fasting insulin. I don't think cholesterol makes sense without that, but I can't think of the guy's name. But first thing I would do is I would get fasting insulin tested. And email me about the guy's name. It'll come to me because he has done some podcasts on cholesterol that are really good. But Beth, I can't tell you what kind of goal to set in the beginning, but I would say without question, start writing every damn thing down. And I have a ton of podcasts on weight loss that'll probably be helpful. No, it's not Dr. Fung. No. All right. I have been on a weight loss journey since December 2017. This comment says I weigh 60 pounds more now than I did when I started. Okay. I need double knee replacement. I have healthy eating, but it's my nighttime eating, scared of going to bed without having those chips. Well, go to bed scared then. Go to bed scared. Like that says, any suggestions? I'd like to have some sense of control over this horrible habit. You do have control. You just need to take control. Go to bed without the chips, period. That's what it is. That's the answer. You know the answer. Now you just need to do it. Candy says, I want you to know you have taught me how to love me and how to take responsibility. That's amazing. Okay. It looks like those are all of the questions, but again, post in the Facebook group. I'm super accessible. Another one just came in. This is the last one I'm going to take because every time I say there's, you know what I mean? Lindsay says, my goal is to lose weight. I've had food sensitivities, tests, nothing is high. But I'm not successful with the 12-week elimination aspect. Any suggestions about going about gut health? Yeah, gut health. No dairy, no gluten, no sugar, no caffeine. Do that for 14 weeks. No dairy, no sugar, no processed foods, no gluten. 14 weeks, no exceptions, no cheats. If you're really concerned about your gut health, be super, super strict about it. Like nothing processed. Super strict, 14 weeks, your gut will get better. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for hanging out with me. I hope I get the opportunity to work with a handful of you in the mastermind. Listen, don't forget that code 317. That's the discount code. Good through tomorrow, but it could fill up. So don't freak out if it does. That's just the way of the world. Everybody have an amazing night. I'm always here and happy to help with questions. I will chat with you guys soon. Adios.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.